أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. As we had explained previously, the summary of this surah also, and also that these were the first five ayats of the Quran Sharif that were revealed in the cave of Hira, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go there and worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the one being. And the details of all the worship, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not yet aware, when suddenly Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam appeared and told him, "Iqra, read." And as we had read previously, that three times this command was given. According to ulama mufassireen, the first time that Iqra was said was that just the command was given to read. And the second time it was given, it was that you must now actually practice on it and do start reading. Both times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma ana biqari," I don't know how to read. I haven't learned, I haven't studied, and I have no teacher, nobody has taught me. And according to some mufassireen, the first time Iqra was said, that was that now take the knowledge of the hidden, that is the what we will call the knowledge of the tasawwuf, the reality of things. And the second time it was the knowledge of sharia, the outward of deen, the inward and the outward. Anyway, when this was commanded, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on saying that I don't know how to read, then a very great command is given here, and in there is a command for us also, that Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaqa, par apne rab ke naam se jo sab ka banane wala hai. Read in the name of your creator, your sustainer, your nourisher, your Rabb, read in His name. In other words, in anything that we do, we must not trust upon ourselves and know that we can't achieve and do anything. Whatever we do, we are spoilers of that. We destroy that. But when the help of Allah comes, and trust in Allah and do your things, that yeah, you cannot read, but you trust in Allah and you read, then Allah's help comes to that person, and such amazing feats, like yeah, with regard to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the whole course of history had changed, and the lives of mankind were transformed from what kind of lives the Arabs were living, and what kind of stars and great beacons of hidayah they had become. This was all on trusting on Allah Ta'ala. Don't trust yourself that I can do this, I can do that, I'm able to do this. No, trust on Allah and do it, and see then how the help of Allah Ta'ala comes. And in that again, Allah Ta'ala gives details of how, of who that Rabb is. Alladhi khalaq. That Rabb that has created, who has created everything, whatever the whole world, whatever we see, it was completely non-existent. Not as scientists believe that matter was there always, that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. This is also a total wrong belief, which we also study at schools, etc., and we also start believing that. When we don't get the Islamic perspective, we also accept that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. Whether that is also totally against the very basic teachings and aqaid of Islam, that Allah is that one who brought the world in existence from non-existence. It wasn't putting some raw materials together. It wasn't getting things from here and there and putting together, just by Allah's command of kun, be, and it came into existence. And it did not even take as long as to say kun, just the irada, the intention that Allah wanted it to be, and it was. This is for us to understand that Allah said kun, just that word kaf noon, kun, be, and it came into existence. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala, just that He intended and it came into existence. And the time will come when Allah will destroy this world. And then again, Allah will again order it, and it will be non-existent. Matter is destroyed also by Allah Ta'ala. Not only that it is created, when Allah wants to, Allah destroys it also. And in, we understand this great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which we read in the dua, وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. That in that dua is included that all our bad amal, you destroy them. And when Allah accepts that dua, and when Allah destroys it, nothing of that amal is even any evidence of it is left also. It is completely destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala is that great being who brought this world into existence from non-existence, when there was absolutely nothing, and the whole world, all the matter of the world, etc. Scientists with their limited knowledge and limited brains, they use all material, you know, from doing one thing into another, whether it's chemicals, whether it's elements, whether it's protons, neutrons, how they change them and make things, but they are limited to matter. Allah is above that. Allah does not need any of those things. Allah's qudrat, Allah's knowledge, Allah is khallaq-e-azim, that great creator. Allah is khallaq-e-alim, that knowledgeable creator, that Allah Ta'ala has created all this. And in this whole world, the realm of the world, if we think, how many creations of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how many human beings, each one individually, Allah Ta'ala is the creator. If we take it as a specie, then of all the other creations of Allah Ta'ala, the animals, the fish in the sea, ants, etc., how many things Allah has created. So when that Allah is so great, what is it difficult for Him that He makes you read? When He gave you, created your tongue, He gave you ability of speech, for you to read now without being tutored, without being taught, it is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. This is also a teaching of us to gain the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And thereby we should gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah is so great, and thereby we should gain servitude, become complete slaves to Allah Ta'ala. When Allah is so great, we must serve Him totally, fully. So here in this ayat, besides this, there is still lot of knowledge which the ulama have explained, and this was the starting of the Quran Sharif, and the whole Quran Sharif, what uloom Allah Ta'ala has given, and really it is a cause of complaint from the Quran Sharif, from Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we don't give the dues of the Quran, what the Quran Sharif deserves. We don't study it in that way, we don't practice it, we don't propagate it as it's supposed to be done. What a great kitab and what great teachings Allah has given us. We should really become die-hards of the Quran Sharif. May Allah bless us with this, our children and everyone, and accept us for the knowledge of Deen, the practice of Deen, propagation of Deen, and that Allah Ta'ala be pleased with us.